You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Thank you so much for joining us. She's Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem. April is just a couple of days away, so what's going on at the stores?
Oh, Jeff, we have so many fun things going on at the store right now. In addition to all of the Easter and all of the spring flowers and all of the good, you know, just fresh colors and textures, we're also getting a new roof at our Orem store. So that's a little exciting. We're under construction, much like most of Utah, it seems like. You know, I-15, we're right there. We have all the banging. It is springtime, and it's a time for remodeling. It's a time for building. Osmond Designs, we always have painters in there. We always have new, fun, exciting things
but
going on.
When you get a new roof, I'm never sure what to say. Is it congratulations or I'm so sorry? Which do you go with?
It's probably condolences, because once you get that bill of how much a new roof costs on a commercial building, that's a little stressful. But we have been dealing with some roof leaks here and there at the Orem store. I'm kind of just over that. So that's what we're doing. That's new and exciting at our Osmond Design store there in Orem. But all the furniture is great. We have 45,000 square feet of in-stock merchandise between the Orem and the Lehi store. So bring your trucks and your trailers and come and pick it up. We are gearing up for the Parade of Homes. And one of my favorite guests that comes on quite often is Jamie Walker. Welcome back. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. Okay, Jamie Walker is the owner of Walker Home Design. Jamie, introduce yourself. This is so cool.
Thanks for having me on the show again. It's Walker Home Design. I'm Jamie Walker. I started our company. It'll be 24 years ago this May. And we've seen the markets do roller coasters and all sorts of things. So we're just holding on for the ride and doing a lot of cool new things.
Absolutely, always. Jamie, how did you get into this business?
Really it was Dungeons and Dragons, I think, that kind of led me down that path. When I was in fifth grade, if you've ever seen Stranger Things, that show on Netflix,
yeah.
So those group of kids in the opening scene are sitting around playing Dungeons and Dragons. That was my generation. I would have been about the same age as those kids, and kids would come up to me when I was in fifth grade and just love how I would create these castles and dungeons with secret passages, and nobody else was doing that kind of stuff. And I said, well, you always need a plan B. You need a way to get out if the troll's coming at you or something. And so kids would hire me to draw their maps, and one thing led to another, and I got invited to be in an advanced art class in middle school. And then when I remember laying in bed one night in the seventh or eighth grade thinking, my parents are going to kick me out in 4 years. I need to figure out what I want to be when I grow up. And I had learned the art of construction from my dad and my grandpa back in Oregon. And I thought, well, I hate being out on that roof framing in the rain. What could I do inside that still has to do with houses? And so architecture, home design became kind of that thing. And so I took every architecture class I could through high school, won my senior year best architect in our high school, and then that led me to some other things. I ended up tutoring at Ricks College when I went to their school for a year. The teacher, after just a couple of weeks, said, hey, you should be teaching this class. So he would leave and turn it over to me. I had a lot of fun doing that. That was so cool that they trusted me with that. And I could go on and on with all that background, but that's kind of, I've always loved drawing and creating stuff. Legos, I might touch on those in a little bit. Creating stuff. Back when I was a kid, we didn't have predetermined things you would build. You just use your imagination. It was like, here's the 300 block set or the 1,000 block set. And so building and getting creative has been a big thing.
Okay, so none of those stories surprise you. They don't surprise me. Jamie, this is who you are. You were born and raised to design homes. If someone's listening to our show today, what do you recommend they do?
Well, this market's interesting. I've had some real estate agents tell me this is tougher than 2008, 2009, and 2010, which I felt like that was my version of the Great Depression. You know, I grew up building homes with my grandpa who lived during the Great Depression. And I remember him walking around job sites, picking up nails that were bent and hammering them straight and putting them back in his pocket. And so being conservative kind of stuck with me and helped me understand how to be efficient with the designs we do. And so that's been very impactful, learning from other people who have gone before that have already gone through hard times and figured out ways to succeed with that. And I might have gone a little political there, but what was the question?
No, how do people get started? If they're thinking of purchasing or buying a home, you do remodeling, you do new construction, they contact you.
Yeah, so one thing you want to be careful about is just picking a floor plan or picking an exterior, because it doesn't tell the whole story. And so one of the things, I guess what I was kind of getting at is you need to look a little deeper and look at the 20 pages that the contractors are going to use to build from, because that's where we've incorporated a lot of our secrets. You might pick a floor plan that looks like ours and see it on another site and wonder, why is the other guy so cheap, so much cheaper? It's because we build in a lot of fixes and solutions and have had builders tell us that our plans generally cost $30,000 less to build than our competitors on about a 2,000 square foot house. And so as you're getting started, a really good step is to go on our website and download a free PDF called Questions to Ask. And there's questions to ask your builder, questions to ask your architect or your home designer, questions to ask before you remodel, questions to ask before you landscape, questions to ask before you buy land. And all of these are questions I've developed over doing this for 30 years. And most of them are based on ways I screwed things up. So I'm like, okay, I don't want someone else to go through what I went through. And so then we kind of solve that.
Well, I think that's incredible.
What's the website?
So a website is walkerhomedesign.com, and you go to info and there's information right there if you do down the pull down menu. So yeah, walkerhomedesign.com, and you can always set up a meeting to come in and kind of get more information about that if you want a face to face, or even we do Zoom. We were doing Zoom before COVID made it popular. So if you have trouble driving around or getting to a place and you want to do a 30-minute intro, just call our office, 801-930-9499.
Jamie Walker, Walker Home Design. What are some of the hot topics? What are people mostly contacting you right now? I'm hearing a lot about detached garages.
Yeah, there's last year we spent time up at the Capitol. Every session we go up there and try to push for how can we make it easier to build, you know, with inflation and labor cost and all of that. It's very expensive. And so we've help pass codes to make homes a little more affordable. And one of those is converting your basement to a rental apartment. We're seeing a lot of that. Detached garages with apartments for student housing. Maybe you have kids that are in college and they can't quite afford to go in on something that's $1,000 a month. I mean, that's pretty common to see anywhere from $700 to $1,500 a month for one person to rent something. And so a lot of cities now are jumping on board with affordable housing. How do we do that? Converting basements is really one of the easier ones. ADUs or accessory dwelling units are another one where you do a detached garage with a bonus room above. Or even my newest company called Walker Walls, we create kit homes where you can actually buy a kit like they used to do with Sears catalog back in the 30s and 40s. And we've pre-built the walls. We've got the kitchen counters, the cabinets, the electrical, the lighting. We box it up. And you can go build a tiny house and have it in your backyard, 1,100 square feet, and probably have it done in just 2 or 3 weeks.
Wow. And, you know, there are contractors that will help you. It sounds overwhelming.
Yeah.
Once you get the design that you like, then you can have, you know, that bid out and make sure that fits in your budget.
Yeah.
Jamie, I'm mid-40s. I have, you know, parents that are getting older, in-laws that are getting older, kids that are getting older and can't afford homes. And we're all in these huge homes. So at what point do you bring them into your home?
It's interesting because what I'm starting to learn, I have kids that are in high school and now in college. So I've kind of gone through all that, and you raise them up and you think they're going to be like this all the time. And then they get their own personalities and their own who they are. And sometimes you might not want them living with you. Right?
You don't want to share a kitchen.
You're like, okay, I want you close, but not that close. Mm-hmm. And so really a basement apartment or something like that gives them their own freedom, but then they're still there for dinners or things like that. And you can catch up and see what you can do to help them with their questions and concerns they're having in their life and still be there to support. It almost feels like we're kind of going back in time, you know, where pioneers and earlier people, everybody lived in the same house, you know? And I think we're going to kind of reset with something like that because of costs and things. But there are solutions like that.
I think so too. And then remodeling. Oftentimes you just love where you live. You love your neighbors. I'm in that position right now where I just love my neighbors. I love my neighborhood. I love the relationships that I have. But, you know, there is always updating that needs to be done in your home to right size it. So having a basement apartment that you can rent out maybe to help with your mortgage or your kids or your mom or your dad or whoever that may be is so, so helpful. And Jamie Walker, if you have that unfinished basement apartment, call Walker Home Design and they can help you make that space functional and usable that best fits what your family needs. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring. And right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.
The world needs ways to reduce carbon emissions.
We're working on solutions in our own operations.
Like carbon capture.
And clean energy from hydrogen.
So, who are we?
Believe it or not, ExxonMobil.
And our solutions could help industries like manufacturing,
commercial transportation,
and power generation too.
Heavy industry with low emissions. Let's deliver.
Learn more at ExxonMobil.com.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey there. Did you know Smith's always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Smith's app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Smith's today. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
And welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. And in this industry, I get to work with the best architects, the best builders, the best clients. I'm a little spoiled. Sometimes I have to pinch myself that I have the job that I do and I get paid to do it as an interior designer. I'm a born and raised Utah girl, so I feel like I know this market maybe better than a lot of people. I also have a background in the real estate industry. I have my real estate license and sold for years and years and years, still have that. And that's given me another unique perspective to help people make their homes a place that they love. Jamie, oftentimes people want to do new construction, right? They want to build a home, but rates right now are a little bit higher, and higher, you know, is a relative term because they're not 13, 15%, 10% that, you know, our parents talk about, but they're not 3% either. So oftentimes people won't build their dream home quite yet, and they'll stay and remodel. How are you seeing all of that go right now?
Well, it's interesting. I had a conversation with some real estate friends of mine, and I didn't know you had secret weapons like that. I didn't know you were an agent, too.
Yeah.
That's new information.
It's fun.
But what they were telling me is it's an interesting balance how the economy works. And you know, when we had COVID and the government started handing out checks to business owners and things like that, we now had a bunch of money to survive, but then that money gets spent, right? And so us as consumers go out and spend that money, driving inflation up a little bit more because now business owners are able to charge more because there's more of a demand on buying our widgets, right? So when the widget prices go up, now your employees need to be compensated because they need to afford to be able to buy the widgets at other stores. And it's this vicious cycle. And so what we see happen when rates go up with that, rates, I think I mentioned this maybe in a past show, rates, labor cost, land cost, and material cost all factor into that. And in 2008, only one or two of those were affected. But in this market, every one of those have been affected. And so we've seen a lot more people kind of hunker down. And as consumers, we'll spend when we have confidence, but we'll save when we're not sure what's happening. So the last couple home shows we've done, we've seen a lot of a hold and wait. And with this being another election year, you know, people, for whatever reason, they want to wait and see what happens. And so we're seeing a lot more people kind of hunkering down and remodeling versus going out and buying something new. And when they remodel, they're concerned about cost, but they usually have a little bit of a nest egg to be able to handle that. When they build new, which it's actually surprising how many new projects we are still doing. But it's usually the people that have a bigger nest egg with cash, but almost in every case, they're kind of planning for that. You know, in the last segment, we talked about ADUs or rentals or things like that, because just about every person that's building has a plan B. And they're like, you know what, if I don't want to pay that mortgage that's going to stretch us, I need to have a backup plan. I'm going to rent it to my neighbor's kids, or I'm going to have a mother-in-law apartment and bring people back in to help offset those higher rates, higher costs, things like that. So when you go through that mindset, a lot of times we'll ask people, what is your pain? Because humans, again, we don't make changes in our lives unless there's some kind of pain we're feeling. I think last time we spoke, I had just gone through a major back surgery and I had to make some changes because that was literal pain I had to fix. So when it comes to your house, you know, ask yourself, what is your pain? Do I have so much space because all my kids are gone? Am I going to downsize? Or do I want to increase the space because my kids are gone, but they bring their families back every Sunday for dinner and we need a bigger family room, a bigger kitchen, a bigger dining space? So empty nesters aren't always downsizing. We're seeing that quite a bit. Is your house a gathering space? You know, we're seeing a lot of empty nesters that have five or six kids and 20 grandkids, and they want to feed 25 people around in one area instead of sending some people in chairs and tables down the hallway, and they keep them in one area like that.
Okay, so another thing that I've noticed is garage space and yards.
Yeah, this, you know, with it being springtime, we're starting to poke our heads outside and see what our yards look like now, and who has enough storage for yard tools and things like that. I mean, for years, my wife's been like, we need another detached garage or a shed for toys and bikes and tools and things like that. And so those are things to maybe consider this spring when you're getting ready to go outside.
Yeah. And you get to that age where you're just having a midlife crisis and you just need that sports car, Jeff, right? That's what we're talking about.
Been there, done that. And could have used more space.
Use more space. Off air, we were talking about the new RV that Jeff's buying. You know, where are you going to put all this stuff, Jeff?
You're jumping ahead of me. I'm thinking about the RV.
Maybe we just put the secret out and his wife's listening to the show.
But... Well, it's that real estate with wheels, right?
Exactly. It's such a great investment. Well, I guess we need a real estate show about RVs, right? Because Jeff is going to get an RV here. That's another form of real estate. But today we're talking about homes, remodeling, building. You know, it's the American dream. We all want a brand new home at some point in our life. sometimes remodeling is even better because you get the mature trees, yeah, the great neighbors, larger lots, all the good stuff. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure to be here with Jeff Kaplan with KSL. And today we have Jamie Walker, Walker Home Design. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So, do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey there. Did you know Smith's always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Smith's app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Smith's today. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jeff Kaplan from KSL News Radio. You want to receive the latest news, traffic, and weather all in one place? All you have to do is subscribe to the KSL text line. Text the word NEWS to 57500 and you'll get the latest news, traffic, and weather updates. Sometimes before we get them on the air. I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
And on this day before Easter, welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thanks a lot for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are. And I don't think there's any better place to celebrate Easter than in your own home. So today, hopefully, we're going to help you, give you some tips and tricks to make your home somewhere that you love to be. And if it's not, we're hopefully going to give you some really great remodeling tips and or new construction tips so that you love your home. Today we have Jamie Walker back on the show with us with Walker Home Design. How's it going, Jamie?
I'm doing well.
So good to see you as always. So Jamie, I'm going to give a shout out to Central Bank at the top of this segment. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends of the show, sponsor this real estate show. We are so grateful to have them. They not only do, you know, the typical checking account, savings accounts, all of those good things, they do HELOC loans, those home equity line of credits. So if you are thinking of remodeling, you know, get an appraisal on your home and they will help you to pull some money out so that you can hire Jamie and his team to finish a basement, add that detached garage, all the good things. If you are thinking of building a home, they obviously do new construction loans. They can help you buy your lot and secure that final financing to help you all along the way. Thank you, Central Bank, for all that you do. Okay, Jamie, I'm going to brag about you just a little bit here, but you and I have worked together for years and years and years. Yeah. We currently have a project, the Jackson Home. It's in Bear Lake. It's their dream vacation home for their family. You're killing it on this project. It is so, so beautiful. The design is, you know, a whole nother level.
It's a really cool house right on the lake. You know, not only the house is amazing, but they did a party barn dominium kind of thing for holding their toys and sports court and bunk room, you know, that kind of stuff. So all their wish list was, you know, we checked every box.
I love that so much. And then not only that, Jamie, it's incredible to look at. It's functional, but they're saving so much money, which is where I think you really shine.
Yeah. One of the things people ask me, you know, why are your plans less expensive to build than one of your competitors? And it kind of goes back to what I mentioned earlier about playing with Legos and understanding pieces and how they fit together. I joke that, you know, I've never had to cut a Lego in half to get it to fit the spaceship or the house or the car. And growing up, learning that, you know, us as grownups have materials that come in certain sizes. When you design around that and you create a set of plans that are easy to follow, it becomes quicker, easier to build, and cost less. And so it becomes exponential on the size of home you're doing. So like if we did a playhouse, like we're donating something to Shriners Hospital or Make-A-Wish, you know, you're not going to have a lot of waste because we'll design it maybe 8 feet by 8 feet or 8 feet by 12 feet. So we're going to use a lot of material without a lot of waste. But when you get to a 2,000 square foot house, you're going to have some waste. And we can minimize that and maybe save a client $30,000. And then we've had clients, we've done 10,000 square foot homes that only emptied the dumpster one time. And we've done 6,000 square foot homes that cost $100,000 less to build than their neighbor who built at the same time using the same builder and the same subs. The only difference was they chose a different architect or home designer instead of choosing Walker Home Design. So with that, in this economy, those become huge values for people to get more bang for their buck. Imagine building a house and realizing you could save $100,000. I mean, you could buy two Hummers, you know, or a Tesla in a Hummer. Or
an RV, Jeff.
Or an RV.
What? RV?
What?
House with wheels?
Send your kid to college. I mean, you know, in this day and age, if you're not calling us, you're essentially just wasting a lot of your money. At least have the conversation with us. And you can check us out at walkerhomedesign.com. Or call the office and set up a time to at least come investigate, check out our little introductory PowerPoint. You can reach us at 801-930-9499 to get started.
So your website is so informative, and it really is such a great starting place for people. It's free information.
Yeah, free downloads on questions to ask. You're going to learn from a lot of the failures I had early on in business and just life lessons I've learned. I think those are really the stories that tell how to get things fixed. So every set of plans we do, the next one becomes a little bit better than the last. And every bad experience we have is just an educational experience that we then teach in our educational courses at the Home and Garden shows. Or just a few weeks ago, I was in Las Vegas teaching hundreds of builders how to do some fun things, actually focused on fun spaces. Which reminds me, in your store, your little castle in the Lehigh store, I always look at that and I'm like, that is so cool. having those kind of fun things. People really go gaga over secret passages and fun rooms. And we love to do that kind of stuff.
I think it's so important. We live in Utah. We have more kids than any other state probably in the country. And at our Lehigh store and our Orem store, we created these darling little playhouses. And so the kids go in there and they're super happy so that the parents can shop in peace and quiet. Yeah. And I just absolutely laugh a little bit when the parents are ready to go and the kids
and
don't want to go.
The crying and screaming starts.
It's like your McDonald's.
We're like McDonald's over there. We just don't have the slides or the germs maybe. But
if, you know, it's a little early, but this next summer we'll have a 14,000 square foot passive energy house that will have some really cool kind of a Hobbit Shire themed room up in the shorter ceiling areas. And we'll have round doors, arch ceilings. We'll have some light fixtures in there and some sound effects, and you'll feel like you're on the set of The Hobbit.
Wow. And Hobbit stuff is something you don't outgrow. I mean, there are a lot of things you could do for kids. They grow up and there you are stuck with this theme, but not that.
Well, if you, I believe that, you know, in one of my classes I taught, you know, the old man once said, I'm not 84, I'm just sweet 16 and I have 50 years of experience.
Yeah.
And so a lot of us stay kind of kids like that. And I've had people come through my house and they'll see that we have an Ice Planet Hoth room. And it's for my boy who just got off a mission. And they're like, well, what are you going to do when he gets tired of Star Wars? And I'm like, well, I'm 50 and I'm still into Star Wars.
Jamie's going to go sleep in his room.
So some of that, yeah, if it's done right, you don't outgrow it. And there's especially some of that stuff is very timeless. But we've had more clients in the last few months hire us just because of our themed rooms and our secret passages, because they want to have their home designed by somebody who's like a Walt Disney.
Yeah.
And there's cool ways to do it without just dumping money and just running with a blank check.
So. Not that it's giving up a secret, but secret passageways from where to where?
Yeah. So for example, my house, I wanted to use every square inch in my house, and it's about 70 feet wide and 56 feet deep. So in my neighborhood, which is older, we did a tear down rebuild, but it's not a giant house, but we packed in 8,000 square feet. And I used attic spaces, closet areas, things like that, that led up and down and side to side. So every one of my kids' rooms upstairs have a passageway that connects them. And you could call it like a panic passageway or things like that, but they go from one closet to another through maybe up a ladder and around. And literally when the kids were younger, we would have family nights all the time. And sometimes the kids would be like, let's play laser tag. And so we'd split up teams and we would hide around the house. And sometimes some of us would forget about the secret passages and they would use that to get behind enemy lines and come in and win the game that way. But also functionality. We've had to replace some floors or have carpets cleaned and you can't walk on them. And those secret passages came in handy because now we didn't have to go up the wet stairs that we were drying. We could go through a secret passage and get to point A or point B. So there's functionality and fun in some of that.
I think it's all about experience. And Jamie, I will say you are probably the king of that in the construction and building industry. In fact, Make-A-Wish, let's talk about that just a little bit. You were so, so generous in everything that you donate to that organization and helping kids.
Well, it's not just me. We have a great team. As with anything successful, you know, there's always people behind the scenes doing it. And my wife, Charlotte's a huge example of that. I think sometimes she just jumps on for the ride, you know, and I drag her into different things. We started a nonprofit girls fast pitch softball league for the east side of Salt Lake, Mount Olympus fast pitch. And we've had over 110 girls sign up to play in that. And parents come up to me and they're like, we're so glad you did this. And Charlotte's been right there supporting that. But with Make-A-Wish, we'll partner with them and we'll generally, when we do these parade homes, we'll have a QR code on the wall. And we know 10,000, 15,000 people are going to come through these homes. And we try to help them understand the wishes and the purpose behind granting these wishes, and we'll generate $5,000 to $7,000 and grant a new child a wish. And so it kind of comes full circle, and we have big parties in my backyard to kind of, again, after the parade, to kind of meet the families and hear the stories again and just say thank you for inspiring us to give back. In a world we live in, you know, a lot of people say, well, business owners are greedy and they want all the money, but I think most business owners are wanting to give back. And we do that with Make-A-Wish. Just in the last couple of weeks, I was at a home show and a family walked up and they said, oh, we remember you doing the wish reveal in our backyard for my cousin. And it brought a tear to my eye and that was almost 10 years ago.
Wow.
And they remembered our backyard, all the different features, the two-story Ewok Village treehouse and the spiral slides and the waterfalls and all that kind of stuff. So, that makes it all worth it. If you can help a kid and have a little bit of joy, it's awesome.
That's so incredible. I love how generous you and your team is. I will also say, can you imagine being the grandma and grandpa and having all of those fun things in your backyard or as part of your home? I mean, it's going to be a similar experience of going to Osmond Designs where the kids just don't go home. All those grandkids are, kicking and screaming as their parents are trying to drag them home to get their homework done or their you know, all the good stuff, Jeff.
Maybe you need a swimming pool at the store.
Maybe.
Just saying, if you want to keep the kids occupied.
With the floaties and the cute swimsuits. All right, that's a good idea, Jeff.
There's your summertime answer. There's at least.
My kids run a kid camp in our backyard every summer.
Seriously.
And there's 40 to 60 kids. It helps them run a business, and it helps them understand how to manage things. And it often ends with kicking and screaming and things. But it's good for them.
Look at you raising all these entrepreneurs, Jamie Walker. Walker Home Design, so honored to have you on the KSL Real Estate Show with us. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hey there! Did you know Smith's always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Smith's app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Smith's today. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jeff Kaplan from KSL News Radio. You want to receive the latest news, traffic, and weather all in one place? All you have to do is subscribe to the KSL text line. Text the word NEWS to 57500 and you'll get the latest news, traffic, and weather updates. Sometimes before we get them on the air. I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan, and Heather Osmond is here, of course, from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Thank you, Jeff. Yes, we love doing this KSL Real Estate Show. We've been doing it for almost 4 years. I cannot believe it's been this long, There's so much to talk about in Utah. And real estate is, you know, always a hot topic here in the community for so many reasons. Not only is Utah such a great place to live, and people that are born and raised here like I am stay here and just kind of move from home to home or city to city, but we're getting a lot of out-of-staters that are coming in. I think there's a few different reasons why that could be. You know, the economy is so great, and we have really attractive homes, and they're functional.
Yeah. Well, I read an article just this week, as you talk about that I think 38% of the country's economy is run by construction, driven. So, back in 2008 when things slowed down, it was a lot to do with that construction side of it. But like you mentioned, we try to focus on three things at Walker Home Design: homes that are economical to build, homes that are functional to live in, and attractive to look at. And there's kind of sciences behind some of that. So we've spent a little bit of time today talking about how you design a home that's economical to build. It's an understanding of construction and the materials that get used in that construction, their sizes, how they get applied and built. And so every month I'll take my whole office out to job sites and we'll try to interview a plumber, an electrician, a framer, the builder, the finished carpenter. And so we'll learn ways that make their job easier. They'll educate us and say, hey, there's a new technique we're using. If you drew your door opening 6 inches off a corner, then we can put a full piece of casing around that door and we don't have to go measure cut, measure cut. And you'd be shocked at how much labor is involved with going upstairs and back down to the garage to cut and then back up to trim it a little bit and then back down. If we can use those full pieces without cutting, it becomes much easier. And you only learn that when you go and talk to subs and trades or you've built something yourself. And we're seeing a whole new group of trades coming into the market. You know, COVID kind of knocked off the ones that stuck around after the downturn in 2008, and new subs are learning new ways to do it. So the smarter your plans are, the easier it's going to be built. The part that's functional to live in, the second thing that I think we're really good at is asking a lot of questions. I can't assume that I know how Heather wants to live in her house unless I get to know Heather and how many kids she's going to cook for and how many people are over for entertainment and things like that. So once I ask those questions, find out what kind of cars you drive, how you use your house, do you need an office, do you need a music studio, then we kind of play what I call grown-up Tetris. And we map out where all those rooms go and how they function for you and make it ideal. And we'll even advise clients on things they shouldn't do. You know, if you want to get top dollar out of your resale, don't put a bathroom that opens up into your kitchen. And don't have a lot of hallways that make you feel like you're a mouse that's hunting for cheese to get to the kitchen. So functional to live in comes from asking a lot of questions. And then the third thing is really designing homes. I mean, we talk about streetscape or exterior attraction and things like that. And there's a science behind it called the golden segment. And it's all about proportions. So when we look at somebody we're attracted to or a tree that's beautiful or things like that, it's all about those proportions. Frank Lloyd Wright used it in his homes. You see it in timeless works of art and architecture from Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, even the Parthenon, the Taj Mahal, buildings that have stood the test of time follow those proportions. And so I've had clients all the time tell me, gosh, I was stuck on your website for hours because all these homes look timeless. They don't look like, oh, they had brown stucco and copper gutters back in 2009. It looks like they could have been built last week or 50, 80 years ago. And so we want people, when they pull in their driveway, to look at this beautiful piece of art and have it hit them right here in the chest. And fall in love with their house every time they pull in their driveway.
Another thing I really love about your homes is once you find that floor plan that fits perfectly on your lot size, you can change the elevation. So you can do a modern farmhouse. You can do a traditional, you can do a very modern contemporary looking home based off of that footprint.
Yeah. By designing homes that are easy to build, it also gives us a lot of flexibility on changing the exterior. So we'll use Pinterest or Houzz and people will show us a picture and I'll be like, yep, we can do that.
Happy Easter. Thank you so much for joining us on the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs. Always joined. It's a pleasure by Jeff Kaplan. Thank you again, Jeff. Today's guest has been Jamie Walker, Walker Home Design. Please check them out. Jamie, how do people find you?
So go to our website. There's a lot of free little downloads on there, walkerhomedesign.com. You can also give us a call. We've got a great office manager, and she'll set you up with a meeting, 801-930-9499, remodel, detached, or new construction. We'd love to help them out.
Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next week.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself. So do things the better way. Bundle home and auto and save up to 25% with Allstate.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.